I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
Yes! Johnny, recently we've had some actors who've become directors who are playing right now. For instance, Joseph Gordon-Levitt in Don John.
Yeah, he's trying his hand behind the camera. And you know what? He flopped. He flopped, John.
I don't think he flopped.
He did.
No, he didn't.
I'm not saying critically, but that movie really underwhelmed in terms of its box office prediction.
And you're right, but as writer, director, and actor, he does a fine job. It's not great, and he takes a tough topic, porn addiction. He makes it interesting without being salacious.
Certainly, he can only grow and learn.
Already grown and has learned quite a bit is Ron Howard.
Well, yeah.
His Rush.
He stopped acting about a half a century
ago,
it seems, and has only been directing.
But this Rush is a good piece of pop culture. Formula One racing. A really entertaining movie that it's certainly not A Beautiful Mind.
Mm-hmm.
More like Apollo 13. So this guy has real range. I mean, if you think way back to Splash and Cocoon.
As long as it's not like the Da Vinci Code, I think
we'd see.
That's the last time Ron Howard has directed anything, right? The Da Vinci Code and the Angels and Demons sequel.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Right?
Wow, yeah. But I enjoy Da Vinci Code. See, I can do that. You can't.
I can do it, but I want to see one of our premier commercial filmmakers dabbling in something a little more, hesitate to say fun, because those movies, I guess, are fun, but Ron Howard was the guy who made one of my favorite comedies of all time, Night Shift, and he's made such charming movies over the years.
Well, Splash.
And Parenthood. What about that one? A great movie.
And Cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked A Beautiful Mind. Two Oscars in that one, director and picture. Still developing is Ben Affleck.
Yeah, he's still developing as director and becoming a great director. I think he really just needs to stop focusing on acting and focus solely on directing.
Well, I haven't seen it, but he's in Runner.
Yeah, also one of the biggest flops of all time, by the way.
I guess because it's...
For the time of year it was released. Yeah.
You know, he makes big mistakes when he goes into the acting.
Right.
When he seems to have made good decisions about directing.
He's clearly more comfortable behind the camera now, George Clooney as a director. He's put out some really high-quality stuff. Good Night and Good Luck, right, which I think is probably his best work.
Yeah, the Edward R. Murrow story. He's also been Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Yeah.
And that was early on because that was 2002.
That was his debut, I think, his directorial debut.
And a thriller that I kind of liked, Ides of March.
Yeah, Ides of March was a really well done, but he also did Leatherheads.
Yeah.
I mean, his track record is better than fair to middling and oftentimes good.
And we'll be seeing him coming up in Monuments Men probably in December.
A lot of good buzz around that movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we just mention Robert Redford?
Of course you can.
Because
never have to ask permission to mention Robert Redford.
Because his first time out, he won the Oscar with Ordinary People. And that was it. Then he got kind of slipped into his causes.
Mm-hmm.
And or his mystical ones like Bagger Vance, the legend
of Bagger Vance.
Vance, right?
But let's not forget Quiz Show.
Yes,
which in the mid '90s, you know, to this day, it's an unsung gem of American movie making.
Yeah. And Company You Keep, which came out last year, wasn't a great film. Didn't make much. That whole underground movement back in the '70s, a competent one. Again, it has a historical liberal attitude about it.
Robert Redford was a movie star of the highest magnitude. We think of him now as a director. That's not a small thing.
Nor is the Sundance Film Festival small.
Right. To think of that guy whose career was so huge as an actor and a presence on screen, to think of him as a director, that takes a lot.
It does, yeah.
You know?
We need to mention perhaps the premier female director amongst our A-list.
Yeah.
And that would be Penny Marshall. Awakenings and A League of Their Own are two that I remember.
Or how about Big?
Yeah, and Big. I'd try to forget Jumping Jack Flash.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody has their first time out at bat.
The best director among the actors, two directors, would be Clint Eastwood.
Inarguable.
He started with one of my still favorite thrillers, Play Misty for Me.
Oh, yeah. That's such a
Can
fun
you imagine?
Movie. Right.
But the greatest of them all, one that you and I, as a Western, just love, is Unforgiven.
Right.
Next time, let's look at our B-list of directors. It won't be quite as spectacular as this list, but it should be interesting.
But there are some fascinating names on that list.
There are.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.